7:33 and 104.3 The River, as we have a lot of things going on in our community. And in the studio with us right now on the Hometown Morning Show is Evan Tate. And Evan, you wear a lot of hats.
I've seen you a few times.
yes, we have. And you're always welcome to come by and visit. This morning we're talking about Cowboys for Kids, and that is a big event that's been going on for a number of years. I think 21, 22 years now.
This will be our 21st year.
Okay. Wow. So time flies when you're involved with these kind of events. So first of all, for somebody that has not heard of Cowboys for Kids, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Okay, so Cowboys for Kids is a benefit horse show. And so it's contest classes, it's barrels, poles, flags, and we'll get horses in here from several different states this weekend. It's actually a fundraiser, and it goes to Camp Quality Kentucky. Camp Quality Kentucky is an organization that works with children that have cancer. Those kids that often spend a lot of time in the hospital, they give them a week out of the hospital for a camp. And it takes several thousand dollars, as you may imagine, to put on a camp.
Sure.
And provide for the medical needs of those children. And so all this money will be donated, any profits donated back to Camp Quality Kentucky, that they can give those kids a week away from the hospital.
Right. And that is something that's a major treat for these kids.
Absolutely. Some of those kids, this will be the only week of the year that they're not in some type of medical facility, right, getting some type of treatment.
Sure. Yeah. Now, over the years, we was talking off air, do you want to share how much y'all have raised so far, roughly?
Yeah, it kind of hit me this weekend. So Barbara sent me a thing, said this is our 21st year, and I got to counting back, and she's exactly right, because I was head of the gate as a sophomore in high school, and I haven't been promoted yet. I'm still there.
You're still there.
but nonetheless, I just kind of did some rough math this morning. We're a little over 300,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's great for the size community that we have here, mm-hmm, to do something that big.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was kind of interesting. I remember that first year we cleared about $6,000 and thought, wow, this is really good. And then we've had years since then where we've cleared 34,000 and above. Mm-hmm, so it's been a really good ride. Last year, I think we got darn near 27,000 from the communities around and all the events. So this thing kind of goes on. There's a couple of other side events. I know the hospital worked hard last couple of weeks, cooking meals and selling meals, and so some of that money's in here.
Okay.
They're coming to participate that day, help put on games and face painting and things of that nature, too, for all the community members.
So it's really a community effort.
Absolutely. It started with a few families, but it's grown, and like I said, it's grown to a point that horses are coming from multiple states now to come and compete.
And that says something about our facility as well as the work and dedication that you guys have to put this together.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. I think over the last 2 weeks, I don't know how many man hours have been put into the arena out there, but it's ready to go. I know phones were being called saying, come on, bring your high-dollar horses. You know, it's going to be okay. So,
sure.
So we look forward to getting them in here.
And for somebody that's never been to a horse show, there's a lot that goes into this as far as maintenance and the upkeep of the animal, as well as getting the animal prepped to compete in this.
Yeah, you're going to see some really quality, high-dollar equine athletes, right, if you come out there. And that's the way to put it. I mean, some of these horses are world-class. Right. And so that's the reason that it takes money to get them here.
Right.
And so we've got a really good set of classes upwards to where, you know, if somebody wins the big class, they might win $2,500 to $3,000, mm-hmm, when it's all said and done.
Sure.
And so we'll have a really good set of horses here for show. But it's not just a horse show at the end of the day. There's tons of things for the family to do. We have a silent auction that essentially runs all day long. We start closing it about 5.
Okay.
And then somewhere around 6:30 or 7, depending on when the last horse class runs, we'll break, and then we'll have a live auction of some big items. And certainly want to thank Larry Butler Auction and Realty. He's been with us for 21 years and has never charged us a dime.
Right.
Matter of fact, the sister event to this, Riders for Kids, Larry has been the only one that's ever done that sale too. And so he and his family have donated tons of time and effort into putting those sales on. We really appreciate them.
Sure. And, of course, let's do the times of when does everything get started on
Saturday. Sure. So we run what we call warm-ups starting at about 11. The actual horse show starts with a grand entry, and some of those kids that are benefactors of this horse show will actually be here. Them and their families travel down, and so you can come out. We have a little grand entry for them, and they get to ride around out in there. We'll sing the national anthem and have a prayer, and then we'll start a horse show directly at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then if you happen to be a night owl, we'll probably be running horses at 1 o'clock Sunday morning.
Okay.
And so, so there's, plenty of time for you to come out and watch.
All right. Are they admission fees for this?
Yeah. And so our gate has never changed. It's $3 to get in. Mm-hmm. And I think you get a lot for your $3. I promise you, your kids will not be bored by any means.
Great. All right. So again, we want everybody to come out tomorrow to the Breckenridge County Fairgrounds for the Cowboys for Kids horse show in $3 gate, and it all gets started off right at 1 o'clock.
Yep, you bet. Right. And food available, the whole nine yards, everything, all the proceeds go strictly to Camp Quality Kentucky. So
anything else you want to add? Or
no, just look forward to having everybody out there. I know it's going to be a warm day, but we've got shade. I think Jay Patrick's got a little air conditioning in his food booth there, so if you get too warm, maybe Jay will open his door up for you. So.
Or at least turn the fan out.
That's right.
All right, well, Evan, thanks for coming in and talking a little bit about what you guys are into, and hopefully everything works out good.
Great. Thank you all for having us.
All right, Evan Tate with Cowboys for Kids here. And, of course, you can hear this conversation, if you missed it, on our podcast right there in the homepage of our website, WXBC1043.com.